With all the focus on the trouble in the housing market, you may be wondering if it's almost impossible to get a mortgage. We've been just talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, plus interest rates are inching higher. But for all the problems, the mortgage market is still working quite well for the vast majority of Americans. NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston.
36-year-old Scott Abrams is a first-time homebuyer, or he almost is. He's standing in front of the condo he and his fiancée are in the process of buying in Belmont. It's a nice suburb just outside Boston.
Her reaction was immediate. She's like, I love this place. There's a park, I mean, literally right around that corner. Soccer fields, basketball courts, playground.
Abrams is a web developer. His fiancée is a teacher. And when the couple went to get a loan last week, they got a bit of a surprise. When they started looking at houses back 6 months ago, rates on 30-year fixed loans were under 6%, but they've been rising. And by the time Abrams locked in a rate last week, the best he could get was 6.5%.
It's been going up and up and up and up. And this week it's like 6.85. I'm like, I didn't expect to pay this much, 6.5.
But Abrams thinks they're getting a good deal on the condo, $290,000 for a nice two-bedroom place. He never could have done that a few years ago. A half a percentage point rate jump will mean about $80 more a month on the mortgage. But Abrams getting married, thinking about kids, and he wants a place that's a little nicer than his rental apartment.
There's kind of some meatheads that live sort of underneath me. They're not bad people, but they're in their 20s. They treat it like a dorm. It's like, you get tired of some town, you know, of loud music. I need something a little more respectable.
And that's the thing about the housing market. People want to buy houses. And in many places, prices have fallen enough now that they're looking better to buyers. And that's ultimately going to be a bigger deal than vague uncertainties over trouble in the banking system or interest rates rising a little bit. Recently, the number of homes being sold around the country has stopped dropping every month. It's stabilizing, and that's a good sign.
Did anyone get Chase wholesale today?
Yeah, I'm going to send them to you right now, Paul.
A couple of towns over, Abrams' mortgage broker, Paul Van Wert, is getting interest rate quotes for customers.
Well, I have not heard of one person say, I'm not going to buy the house because I can only get 6.75 or 6.875.
Van Wert says the bottom line is that prices are down and most people can still qualify for loans on pretty good terms.
There's great financing available. You know, FHA is strong, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Veterans Administration. But I mean, these are great rates. Anything under 7% is a great interest rate.
Van Wert says for people with good credit, there are still even some zero money down first-time homebuyer programs. Still, if you don't have good credit or a steady job, pretty much nobody will give you a mortgage these days. Van Wert says that's a good thing. He says all those loans that didn't require you to prove your income with a W-2 are pretty much gone. But he says that is hurting some people who really can't afford a mortgage. Take, say, carpenters or contractors who make a lot more than they show on their taxes.
The people that are having trouble getting financing right now are, you know, self-employed borrowers. Okay, that don't show a lot of their income. And that's unfortunately the collateral damage when you just kind of take a loan product off of the shelf.
Van Wert thinks about 10% of his clients fall into the self-employed category and are having some trouble. But overall, he says the mortgage machinery is humming along just fine. There is one other big thing, though, keeping more buyers from jumping in. They're worried they'll buy too early and prices will keep falling. Chip Case is a housing economist at Wellesley College.
If you're buying a big asset and you expect it to fall in value, it's not something you want to buy.
Kay says there are still just too many homes for sale, and it's basic supply and demand. Too much supply keeps pushing prices down. He says that's why these efforts to avoid unnecessary foreclosures are so important. Keeping more of those homes off the market will help it recover sooner. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.